And we're joined now by Anthony Lowenstein, independent journalist and the author of The Palestine Laboratory. That's a book on Israel's arms and surveillance industry. And he's joining us live from Sydney. Thank you very much for staying with us. Israel, as we've been reporting, says it's carrying out this raid at Shifa to target Hamas, and it's asking Hamas operatives in Shifa Hospital to surrender. Given that there's never been any proof of Hamas operations being carried out from Shifa, what do you think Israel is trying to achieve by going inside a hospital? We've heard from the director of health, who said that they've heard gunfire, the movement of Israeli tanks inside the complex, both of which are war crimes. What is Israel trying to achieve here?
My sense is, from people I'm speaking to and what I'm reading in various sources, is that America has told Israel that you have a limited time here, that the window is closing. What I mean by that is that if you listen to the Israelis, Netanyahu and others, the idea that this mission in Gaza could take years or certainly months, and there's growing pressure within the US, within the US administration, within the State Department, to force Israel to at least curtail or stop its campaign in Gaza. So my sense is that they're probably trying to go in there and take control of the hospital, I guess. But ultimately, the, you know, the claims of the IDF and the US should be treated with deep skepticism. And any journalist or individual who regards the IDF as being a truthful organization and showing, look at history. I mean, even in the last month, there has been countless Israeli government spokespeople putting out fake videos, fake information, fake details online. And I talk a lot about this actually in my book, The Palestine Laboratory, that in some ways, the social media strategy of Israel, which is central because this is a military campaign with an information campaign. It's more and more and more information overwhelming people with details. People often forget then if fake information is put out, you know, two or three posts before.
And I thought the statement that the Israeli army released was very interesting because it just, it really regurgitates the statements from its playbook on how to talk about the occupation, talk about what they do in Gaza, and how to talk to the media. And in fact, if you go through the statement, you could use all of those sentences that they're using for any of their wars on Gaza.
For sure. You know, I first visited Gaza in 2009, 6 months after Operation Cast Lead, and I went to Shifa Hospital, in fact, then, and there were huge parts of that hospital which had been attacked, which had been destroyed by Israel. There was no evidence then, zero evidence of those areas being controlled by Hamas. Obviously, Hamas controls Gaza, but the hospital itself, the idea that people were suffering in that hospital because of that bombing, because of that missile. And I think we've seen, as your reporters have said time and time again, a lack of evidence, you know, and it really goes to not just the Israeli playbook, but the American playbook that, as I've said for many months now, that the US's role in Iraq and Afghanistan was remarkably similar, regularly and detailing of going after medical facilities from Fallujah to Kunduz in Afghanistan, initially claiming they were full of terrorists, and then 6-12 months after the fact, we soon learned, oh, actually, it was just civilians who were killed, and there's no accountability. So ultimately, we have the same situation here where the entire Western world pretty much has come out in support of Israel in its mission, so-called mission in Gaza, regardless of the civilian slaughter that we're seeing.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately Israel is realizing, in fact, they're losing the information war. And that's something that they are very acutely aware of. It might not seem like they care about that, but they do. And I would argue that public protests around the world being so massive reflects that.
When you were talking about, you know, the reasons that they might be carrying out this attack, that there is pressure from the United States, just how much pressure is very debatable, but there is some pressure from the United States for Israel to end this offensive at some point. I was talking to an analyst earlier who was saying that Israel is not winning the war against Hamas in Gaza. And as you're reporting, they are losing the information war as people around the world see that civilian death toll, the number of children being killed in Israeli bombing climb. And he was saying that they need a victory and they could make what they're trying to do while they're losing the battle against Hamas in Gaza, or not getting anywhere in that battle, they could try to make this look like a victory.
And what does even victory look like? I mean, this is the same challenge that the US had in Iraq and Afghanistan, because ultimately you can destroy huge numbers of Taliban or Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but ultimately you don't have legitimacy. That's what Israel will not have in Gaza. When So many of the population have been forcibly moved from the north to the south, and images that we all know are reminiscent of the Nakba in 1948 or the war in 1967. And I have friends of mine in Gaza, Palestinians, who have been forcibly moved from the north to the south. Their homes have been destroyed and they're living as refugees in their own territory. And the entire part of northern Gaza is destroyed. I mean, infrastructure is gone. Buildings have gone. There's no real way people are going to be able to move back, although there are many people who are still there living in rubble. And I think ultimately there is going to be a realization soon that you can destroy the entire Gaza Strip, sure, but you have still 2.3 million Palestinians. And it's worth saying that just in the last 24 hours, you have key Israeli either ministers or so-called public officials talking about, there was a big piece in the Wall Street Journal saying the international community should take in huge amounts of Palestinians as refugees, that somehow the world owes Palestinians that. This is basically a call for ethnic cleansing. And the fact that it was published, frankly, in a Murdoch media is absolutely outrageous.
All right, that is journalist and author Anthony Lowenstein joining us live from Sydney. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.